24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. 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 Keep it locked.
We know you got stink feet. Welcome to another edition of Stink Feet. I'm your host, Benny Love, along with the beautiful Sassy Scribe. And we're here to bring you today's hot topics of the world that smell a little funky. We know everybody got a little stink feet, right? So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Know you got stink feet. We know you got stink feet. Oh, sick it. You know what it is. You know what time it is. What time is it, Sassy? We know you got
stink feet. It is stink feet time.
Oh, yeah, because I know there's a lot of things that smell a little funky going on around here.
Oh, my God.
Ladies and gentlemen, if this is your first time witnessing and experiencing this is the show called Stink Feet, where we talk about topics that smell a little funky. You know what I mean? And we just, you know, because some people don't want to tell you when something funky, but we going to let you know it's funky. I'm Benny Love, and my co-host is...
Sassy Scribe, y'all.
And we do it like we do it. We don't care how we get to it. We don't really even care what you think about us, because what you think don't take me to the bank. Oh my goodness, so much in the news, Sassy. You know what? Let's start off with let's get right into it. Let's start off with this college scandal. What do you think about that?
Well, first of all, I think it shouldn't come as a surprise to anyone that, you know, rich people are buying their children the education, best education that money can buy. And I'm saying that because proof is in the pudding, because we have the man currently sitting at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue who wasn't very smart and went to Wharton Business School.
Sassy, are you telling me people been paying for education for a long time? They've been doing this. They've been doing this for the longest.
For years.
Is that what you're telling me?
And are
you telling me the resident? Some people call it the president. If you're telling me the resident wasn't smart, are you kidding me? How did he become head resident?
He became head resident because he tapped into the low uninformed. You know, he even said while he was on the campaign, "I like the fully educated." Well,
If that was the case, then that probably explains why he had his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, go out there and threaten everybody who had his grades. He don't want nobody to see that he ain't really that smart. What you think?
Right. But well, that's very true. And yet he wanted to see Barack Obama's transcripts, because he didn't believe that he got into the schools the way in which he got them. He was blaming affirmative action when his daddy paid for him to get into Wharton. But he's not the first. George W. Bush had a C average and went to Yale.
So you know, that was funny then. So really, in his, the way he was feeling about Barack was really a shining star on himself, of how he really felt about himself, because he probably knew how he got in, and he knew Barack didn't have a whole lot of money, so he was trying to figure out, how does brother going to get over here and actually be smart? You think that what it was?
Well, I don't think he looks at anything as a reflection on him, because he thinks he's better than everybody.
Stop it.
He's He thinks he's better than everybody. He's already said he knows more than the generals, never served a day in the military. You know, he's known as Bone Spurs, because he got five deferments for Bone Spurs.
he knows more than the generals, but it was Tim Apple instead of Tim Cook, right?
Exactly. He misspoke.
No. Don't even give him that, Sassy. Don't give him that.
No, I'm not giving it to him. Because
he didn't even say he misspoke. He said he was talking so fast he wanted to save words, as if he had a lot of words that he need to save. The way he do on Twitter, he's got plenty of time, and he ain't got no time to save words. You know what I'm saying?
Well, oh, my God. When you look at his Twitter feed, first of all, he should be running the country if that's what he's been elected to do, as opposed to running the Twitter feed. But look, check this out. Mm-hmm. Think about this. With all that's going on with him and these investigations, okay, and there's no precedent that says that a sitting president can be indicted, correct?
That's correct.
But here's the thing. If he is...
No. I think there's something in the Constitution that says that. I'm not sure. I'll be lying because I ain't never read the Constitution.
I think I have a small copy.
Why don't you Google that or something and find out? But I my understanding is a sitting president cannot be indicted for a crime or something to that point. They have to wait till they're no longer president or something like that.
Right.
At least that's what I've heard.
Okay, now, when he's no longer president, all of the benefits that he gets, the Secret Service. So what if the Southern District of New York City decides to RICO his, you know, the entire organization,
mm-hmm.
and he ends up getting indicted and going to jail? Will the Secret Service, will he still get the detail? Will his wife get the detail? Because the husband, you got to think about that, because this is all new. This is new chapter.
No, he would not if he's in jail, and they'll probably put him in one of those tennis club jails anyway. But
one that Michael Cohen's going to?
Probably. I never know there's a such thing as a Jewish jail, but that was Sassy that said that. That was Sassy said that. And just remember that this anything that's said on this program is not necessarily that views of Bashani Radio. It's advertisers, it's sponsors, my boss Benny Randall, and none of those things like that. That was strictly the views of Sassy Scribe. Thank you. Thank you, America.
Always
thank
gotta
you, America.
Disclaimers out there.
He caught up in here. Lord. I'm going to get a button for you, Sassy Scribe. Now that I'm doing this show with you, I'm going to just get a button that I can just push.
Don't get a button. It's something to think about. It's that a lot of things that are going on that regular citizens like myself, we took the whole system for granted that it would work. And then we got this clown in office. Mm-hmm. And he flipped the system completely up on his head. And Steve Bannon said, the only way to destroy the administrative state is from the inside out, and that is what they are doing. That's the agenda.
Sassy, how do we get to talking about the resident when we're supposed to be talking about the college scandal? What happened?
Well, we got talking about the resident because we just totally got lost. I'm sorry, but we got talking about the resident because he is part of that elite class who pays. And it starts at a young age with the elite. You know, there was a documentary on HBO years ago where they were fighting to get their preschoolers into the best preschools, because the preschools beget the prep schools, which begets the Ivy League colleges. So it's a whole, you know, you matriculate from the very beginning. So it starts at, even your daycare centers have to be selected. And it goes from there, and they feed into each other, and you pay for it. You pay for it.
So let me ask you this, Sassy. Mm-hmm. You know, wherever there's smoke, there's fire. So they may have just found this out now, but this investigation, according to the investigators, has been going on for the last year after they was tipped off by someone when they was investigating something totally unrelated, right? But according to what the people in the know, this has been going on for years. You know, how many times have people given a lot of money to their school, and then their family name was put on the building and on the door. And then they always had another relative that was graduated or in that college.
They call legacy students.
They're called what?
Legacy students.
What does that mean?
That means, like, your father went, your grandfather went, so your legacy then, which was George Bush. So he was legacied into Yale. But because his grade point average was so bad, or C average, I mean, how can you go to Yale with a C average and actually be a critical thinker and a very intelligent person, a highly intelligent individual? Because, you know, these classes at Yale are no joke. So you go in at a C average, which is community college. How do you compete with your classmates? Who maybe didn't have the legacy, but worked their butt. See, this whole scandal isn't fair to the child who did everything they were supposed to do. They worked their butt off. They got the grades. They did the community service. They did the sports. They did everything they were supposed to do. They wrote the essay. They got a high score in the SATs and the ACTs. And then you can't get in on some BS reason because one of these rich people have bumped you out of the way. This is going to go back years. Just 2019. This is going to go back for years, probably 50 years or more.
Wow. Now, it's funny that in those high, you know, those actresses, I think her name was like Lori
Loughlin and Felicity Huffman.
Right. Those individuals, a lot of the advertisers and companies that they had partnered with had started dropping them. Did you know that?
Yes. Yes. Uh-huh. They, actually, the daughter was...
I'm sorry.
I'm getting a little bit of reverb.
No, you're not getting a reverb. I got like about 3 or 4 computers going on in the studio.
Okay.
And so I was trying, and then you know how like them hidden videos be coming up?
Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I like about Stank Feet? There is no format. We just do what the hell we want to do and just call. You know what I mean? So I'm over here just going through the computer is just looking up some of this stuff as we were talking and whatnot, and then those invisible ads and stuff just come up and started talking. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I apologize. Go ahead and complete.
Felicity Huffman, and it's ironic how life imitates art. When she was on Desperate Housewives, okay, she actually did. They did a show. And I saw a clip of the scene today where she was talking to her, you know, on-screen husband, saying that we may have to make a donation to the college in order to get them in. And he says, how big of a donation? She said $15,000. Now, ironically, that's what she paid.
Right. Wow.
$15,000.
Do you know?
I think overall, one of them paid over $6.5 million.
Absolutely. Do you know how it was actually started, though, the gentleman who started it?
No, he was a coach or something.
His name was Maury Tobin. He was reportedly being investigated in connection with an unrelated securities fraud case when he tipped off the FBI of the Operation Varsity Blues. See what happened? Like, when they own you, like, fire, they'd be like, I got a little information you might want to know. You can leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
That's
so he was on a CYA.
Yeah, you got that right. Sometimes when Sassy talk, I'd be scared. Like, she'd be like CYA, I'd be like, I know it's abbreviations for something. I don't know
I shouldn't have asked her.
But you know, Sassy scared me on this show. That's all I know. She
I'm not trying
me.
To scare you. Look, I know Benny Love. I know Benny Love.
I love her. I love everybody.
I know what to say and what not to say, but yeah, I mean, if you think about it, you know, and then this guy, like you said, this coach, he was about to get, you know, held. His feet were being held to the fire. You got to give him something.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to give? I know you know something, but they said over a period of years, he made $25 million on this.
Oh, yeah, he was banking.
That's a lot of money.
Well, because, I mean, Of course, there's a lot of money, and I bet he didn't even care about his salary. He probably could have just gave that away as paid a petty cash, because I know they weren't paying him $25 million to be. You know, technically, he was running a company called Prep for College or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where they so-called prep students for college admissions and things. And he really, but you got to give it to him. He was prepping.
He was prepping. And they have legitimate, you know, they have legitimate companies that actually do that, that help the kids, you know, not matriculate, but to get them to understand the college process. Because if you've never been through it, I mean, it's a lot.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I ain't go to college. I'm sorry. But TMZ reported it that on Thursdays, the sisters decided to withdraw from USC in an effort to avoid being expelled and dodge the vicious bullying that they think they'll be subject to after they return to school, is what TMZ said.
Well, and there's also a young lady who put up a class action lawsuit.
Oh, yeah, because she was, mm-hmm. she was denied access, right?
Right.
Talk to me about that. What happened?
Well, she's saying that in her class action, which I think a lot more people are going to sign on to it, it wasn't that she was denied. She's still a current student at USC. But she's like, how did they circumvent the system when I wasn't, you know, I'm not able to afford to circumvent the process the way in which they did. And it's unfair. So she's doing it that way. That's her take on it. So now, will they take these degrees away from other individuals who say graduated 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You know?
It's just amazing how that stuff happens, though.
And I'm not surprised, though, because the rich always look out for each other. They won't serve a day, unlike the young lady in Ohio mm-hmm. who changed her address to her dad's address, and they put her in jail for 10 days and 3 years probation. For changing an address to get her son in a good public school.
Let me ask you something. What do you think about Isabella and Olivia, the two girls who they were not charged in any connection, but they was the children of the parents, and they were influencers on their own, and then the advertisers departed ways with them, and now they've seen a adverse effect on their influence, I guess, online, simply because mm-hmm. now they're in the news for all the wrong things. What do you think about that? Do you think they should be responsible if they didn't know, or what?
I think they did know, because one of them actually went in as a soccer student, where they photoshopped the daughter's face onto a soccer athlete so that they could get that. Now, you get different communications, and I saw this on Jason Johnson was talking about this on one of the mainstream shows yesterday, and he was saying you get different communications. You get practice schedules, you got to go to practice, so you get different communications when you're as an athlete as opposed to an academic scholar. So she knew she wasn't going to practice. She was on YouTube. She was a YouTube influencer.
Oh
with
yeah, yeah,
big major
right.
sponsors,
yeah,
like
right.
HP. And Sephora,
something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Because E.T. Insider said that Olivia had very little attachment to going to college. And as much as the video she posted in the public YouTube page, she reported, you know, they decided to get out of USC because they finally realized how serious the charges were to their parents and how serious it was with all these advertisers and supporters all of a sudden just dropping him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
This is the real world.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. You know. Hey, Sassy, I've always said you can yell, you can scream, you mm-hmm. can protest, but if you affect somebody money, you will get their attention.
I guarantee you
on that one. Wow. Do you think there's a lot of individuals who were denied simply because they didn't have rich parents?
I do. I think that they ended up, maybe USC was their first choice, and I think they ended up at their second or third because of that.
Do you think that it's more than just these few colleges that they caught up with?
Oh, yeah. This is going to be a plenty. I bet you the people are shaking in their boots as we speak.
Wow. Because they're probably
trying to cover their tracks.
You know, Sassy, I believe that they're probably not just in the sports, but there's other ways that people have paid to get their kids in. You know what I mean? Well, you know, mm-hmm. everybody don't just want their name on a building for nothing. And you got to remember, if I come to you and give you enough money where you're going to put my name on a building, on a wall, or a wing of the college, you're going to take anybody I want in that college. Or you're going to find a way, right? So technically, like they say, it's been going on, but the only time it's a problem is when you get caught.
Exactly. Exactly. And then the one lady that was on Full House, Lori Loughlin, she was actually on TV, you know, crying, talking about, I can't even think about it. She's going to be going away to school. I don't know what I'm going to do. And then we find out that it was all fraudulent. It's fraud.
She's an actress, right?
She's an actress.
So she was acting.
She's very good at it.
Evidently, she was getting paid very good money. It just, you know, sometimes you don't need to take every part, though. You know what I mean? Some parts you don't need to take.
for as much money as, you know, she made good money, but the real money came from her husband, who's a fashion designer, a high-end fashion designer. That's where the real money came in.
But he was indicted also, isn't he?
Yeah, they arrested both of them. Well, they actually turned themselves in, whereas Felicity Huffman was actually arrested. They raided her home.
Yeah, but I think she wasn't she out of the country or something and was on her way back or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. Like, but you know who she's married to.
No, who?
She's married to the actor on Shameless.
Oh, I don't watch Shameless. Is that a good show or something?
But it's a good show. But he plays the main character. He plays the father, drunk father, on the show, and the whole family of dysfunction.
Oh, okay. So I'm assuming from you, it's a popular show.
It's a very popular show. It's been on for quite a few years on Showtime.
Oh, okay. Yes. I ain't got Showtime. Yes. I'm sorry. I got Netflix. if you hear my cup bubbling around, it's because I got some ice cold water. I just don't want people to think I'm in here drinking or something.
I just got some ice. You don't drink.
Yeah, I don't drink.
Look, I know you don't drink, so that would be a surprise.
Yeah, that would be a surprise. They'd be like,
something
hold
would
up.
Have to be real wrong in Benny Love's world for him to be drinking.
Boy, you know I can't do that. My voice too sexy to be drinking. I'm sorry, but this ice is really good though. People say I should be drinking cold water though. You ever heard of that? It's like you should be drinking warm water.
I only drink room temperature water.
Then why did they invent ice?
I have no idea. To make your soda cold. Maybe to make your alcoholic drink cold.
Okay. Because I was like, I don't even drink soda, so they invented ice for that.
To make my Tawaka cold.
You gone with yourself. You be drinking drinks I ain't never even heard of. I ain't even know they existed.
Oh God, it's wonderful.
You gone here with your. You grown though, so you can do this.
Yes.
You grown. Yes. All right, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, we are not promoting anything here. Okay. So we just.
We're not promoting anything.
Yes, we just.
But
talking.
I am grown.
And you can do your things
and
on
I'm
your
not
own.
Driving.
Hello, I hope you
and
ain't
I'm
driving
at my
on the
home
show.
Studio, so I'm
there
good.
It is. You know what I mean? And I'm over here in the studio in New York. So Stank Feet, we bi-coastal, you know what I mean?
Yeah, what?
I'm over in the studio in New York and she's in the studio in where?
And I'm going to say Baltimore because that's all they know.
You don't even know like where you at though.
You had to think about it. If I said the state, if I actually said the city that I'm in, they would know it. So they even know the Naval Academy in Annapolis or Baltimore City. I'm closer to Annapolis.
Let's just say you're in Baltimore. How about that? That's close
enough,
right?
See?
They can get
DMV?
On
DMV?
Oh, my goodness.
D.C., Maryland, Virginia. That's the Department of Motor Vehicles.
I'm so glad you cleared that up because I thought it was the Division of Motor Vehicles. Because that's what the DMV is here in New York, is Division of Motor Vehicles.
Yeah, that's what the DMV is everywhere. But in here, it's a dual purpose.
You guys are
as a
original.
Matter of fact, we call it here because of the DMV. We call it the MVA.
Going with your bad self. go with your bad self. Hey, let me ask you something though. So before mm-hmm. we go to our next topic, how do you think they're gonna fix this? Or it doesn't get
they're
fixed.
Not.
It just we're gonna arrest the people we got, and we're gonna tell y'all to be better at it next time. Is that how it's gonna go down?
That's basically how it's gonna go, because they have the money, they have the connections, and they have the access, and they can circumvent this entire process. They won't serve. Unlike the young lady in Ohio who went to jail for 10 days, they will not see one. When they were locked up, they were probably just put in the chief's office or something out of deference for their celebrity.
Oh, wow. That's amazing, though. I'm looking at her Instagram right now. She's got like 1.4 million followers.
Olivia Jade?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she got that little check thing, you know, that...
To verify.
Yeah, to make you official and stuff like that.
Right.
They won't.
Right.
Sassy, they won't give me a check. Could I color a check on my Instagram?
Why won't they give you a check?
Because they. I guess I'm not blue enough. maybe good now that I'm on stink feet. So maybe they, you know, it'll make it official, huh?
Maybe.
You better ask.
But you
somebody.
Gotta have, you know, the way that the metrics work. There's a metric to the whole posting your social media content.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I don't
there's
know
a metric to it.
I don't know what that metric
and
is.
And I had to learn it.
You go.
I had to learn it.
Well, I'm glad I know you. How about that? That's all I really meant. If I know the person, I know the person, I know the metrics, I'm good.
That's right.
All right, cool. Let's go over to Jussie. Smollett, he was saying, "Wait, hold on. We gotta do our theme. You know, when we transition, we go stank feet. Tell me something else that's funky. Yeah, we really gotta get a budget on this show. You know, because we can't be singing our transitions. That's just not working.
Yeah, I can't sing at all. That's why I left that to you. I can't sing at all, so I'm going to leave that one alone.
All right. If y'all want to donate to the Stink Feet budget, go to stinkfeet.com and holler at us and just drop something over there to the Stink Feet budget. That's and it's spelled just like it is, Stink Feet, stankfeet.com. It's not a game, it's a lifestyle. Y'all better ask somebody.
Yes, it is.
Oh. All right, let's go to Jussie. He's been indicted on 16 counts, is that correct?
Yes.
Why are you signed like you lost your best friend?
You know why? Because when this initially happened,
uh-huh.
I believed him. Because in my mind, and maybe it's me, and for as sassy as I am, I just couldn't fathom that someone would create such a colossal, verifiable lie. Like, everything could be verified. And I had arguments with my nephew. I mean, on text, FaceTime, we argued. And he was like, "Auntie, listen to me. If you got hit in the face with the butt of a gun, your face is going to be open. It's going to be split open. It's not going to be that little cut like he got in a fight and somebody scraped his face with a ring. Your face is going to be split open." And we were going back and forth. And then when I started, you know, researching and paying attention, it was the coldest day of the year in Chicago. I have friends in Chicago. They said it was the coldest day of the year. Remember that? And you're in New York, so you know. Remember when it was like super cold?
Sassy, it's super cold all the time. I don't know what you're talking about. Today was probably the warmest. It was like 69 degrees today.
It'd be cold every day.
When I'm flying in and flying out, I'd be cold. Sometimes I don't even understand why I'm coming back from Miami or when I'm out of town, because it don't even make no damn sense.
But it was cold, because it was cold here, but I know it was cold out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about you, and I know you're in New York City, and a lot of places never close, but where I am, Subway is not open at 2 a.m. in the morning.
Really?
Okay.
So where did he got a sandwich from?
Subway. He was going to Subway.
Yeah, but if it ain't open, how did he get a sandwich? Did he buy the sandwich before
they
closed?
No, see, this is the story. See, listen to the lie. The lie is, I was hungry. So I decided to go to Subway at 2 o'clock in the morning. Now, you're Jussie. You don't have an assistant that you can send out in 40 below weather at 2 o'clock in the morning. You don't have an assistant. You don't have handlers. You don't have people. You know, and then now look at it. Look at this. Where he is, the way he said it happened, cameras are all over. Cameras did not detect anything.
Wow.
Now you got two people supposedly trolling the area just looking for him because he said that they had on MAGA hats. Well, people who wear MAGA hats may not be watching the television show that he's on.
Mm-hmm.
Because who wants to see that much blackness on TV if you're a MAGA person?
And the guys he got to so-called beat him up, man, that those guys look like if they was really fighting you, you really get hurt. Like, this won't be no, like, you won't have no little scar over your eye. Your eye will be black. Like, they would
take it
to you.
He would have been really messed up. Now, and here's the other thing.
What is
when
that?
He, after everything happened, he still had the noose around his neck, walked in his building, past the guard desk.
And didn't say and nothing to the guard?
And the guard didn't say anything to him. He didn't say anything to the guard. Now, if I saw Benny Love, and Benny Love had a noose around his neck, and it was 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm saying, Benny, what in the heck is going on?
And I'm going to be like, this don't go with my suit, so I just know this ain't
working
here.
What you're going to say is, I had to lay some hands on. See, you're going to lay hands on people.
Oh, what I did. You know how it's going down. You might. We ain't even
you're
going to
lay hands on people.
You know how it's going down.
Exactly. So, I mean, the story, the more, and then, you know, I have to attribute this to my nephew, too, who was really opening up my eyes and saying, Auntie, you just got to do your research and you got to look at it. And I did it. And then I had to actually apologize. And, you know, that really hurts my mouth sometimes to say that.
Wow.
I was wrong and he was right. But I was invested in believing that he would not lie about that.
So you had, so technically, you had jumped on the defensive without actually knowing all the facts. Is that what you're saying? You rushed the judgment just because of your personal belief of him?
Because he's black and he's, right. Well, not because of his personal belief of him, because he's black and he's gay. And there's, you know, open warfare on brothers in the United States. People can say what they want. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But to me, it's open warfare. I worry about my brother. And for that to happen to him, you know, it was unfathomable that this would be a lie that you would tell on a national television. And then to continue to give interviews and give an award-winning performance, mind you.
Yeah, he did. He definitely. Well, once again, he was an actor, so he really was doing his job. He was just doing it in the wrong framework.
In the wrong frame. And he did it for notoriety. And he could have done so many different things to put his face, and he could have given water to Flint.
Yeah. And you know? And he was, but you know why, though? He was mad that he was only getting $2 million a year.
Oh, poor him. I can't live on $2 million.
Oh, my God.
He went about it the wrong way.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think he found that out, especially when you got to bring in authorities, and especially when, you know, honestly, people could say what they want to say, Sassy, but, you know, I don't know if you remember back in the days where these three white guys, they bought, what did they do? They did some type of thing that said that some people had jumped in when they really didn't, like some brothers or somebody had jumped. You don't remember that story? And then, in fact, you actually made a post about it somewhere on your social media, like something to the point, like, do you remember these guys who told this big lie? And then it was all, and you said something to the effect of, they responded in a way of saying, oh, that's just boys being boys. But with him, it's like, oh, okay, no, that's 16 felonies. That's what you did. Because you remember they caused this whole big hoopla. I think they was even out of the country somewhere when they did something like that. I can't remember.
Okay. This was the boys who, it wasn't involving, because it was a couple of incidents. The one incident was when they went on a field trip or something to China. and they stole something. And they put it down to youthful transgressions, which is what they say for young non-black boys who do things.
Oh, okay. It was youthful transgression.
Yeah. Versus, they look at it as youthful transgressions of boys. Right.
Versus and how do they, and how do they say it for black boys?
Black boys are thugs. And see, with them, and the difference is, and people, y'all listen to me, and you got to know the difference. The difference is when young black boys, or even young Hispanic boys, do anything, they go all the way back to their childhood. But when young white boys do things, they don't delve into their background. They take that incident from that day and move forward.
Wow.
We're not allowed to move forward. We're not allowed to be able to have the same transgression, and we see it. I mean, we could talk about so many different things tonight.
Isn't we only got an hour? We ain't gonna be here for no time.
I know we
hours.
Only have an hour, but I mean, it is. They look at it as youthful transgressions. I'm gonna give you the perfect example. Alonzo Ball's son and two of his friends went to China.
Right.
And they stole a Gucci wallet. They did something stupid.
I thought it was like Gucci glasses or something.
Okay, Gucci glasses. Now, it was Lonzo Ball's son and two white guys, right? They detained all three of them. But the next day, the two white boys were on a plane home. Lonzo Ball's son was still in China.
How was that? I don't understand.
Because
that,
he was then. Black and they were white.
But they all took the glasses, right?
Yeah, but the white guys couldn't have done it. The black guy had to have influenced them to do it.
Ooh, that's deep. Is that a fact or an opinion?
Well, that's just an opinion. But the fact is the two white boys went home the next day.
Wow. And they had zero explanation how that happened.
They had no explanation as to why they had. They gave some BS explanation as to why they were able to leave. But the young black guy, he was still in China. He came home probably about a week later.
Wow.
But again, he had no reason to steal. His father's not destitute.
Absolutely. Were they just doing it because they bored or something like that?
It's a youthful transgression.
Oh, damn, a youthful transgression. Girl, stop that.
I mean, I hate to say that, but that's what it is. They're young. They're stupid. They're young boys. They do boys. Young people, boys and girls, they do stupid things. They don't worry about the repercussions of it. But they have to understand you're not in the United States. And every time I travel overseas, I'm reminded that I'm not in the United States. I have to comport myself in a certain way.
Mm.
Certain things I can't say and certain things I can't do.
Where were you brought up, Sassy? Where were you brought up?
I was brought up right here in the DMV.
Oh, right there in the DMV. Now, how is it there compared to what goes on in today's time? Is there a big difference?
Oh, yes.
Really?
What? Yes. What I noticed is when I grew up in we all grew up in houses, right? No townhouses, no apartments. Everyone had a house.
Okay.
But as the older generation dies off, my generation sells the land. And they don't understand the value of the land. All they see is dollar signs. Mm. Because an acre in my area is about $200,000, and you got 2, 3, or 4 acres plus the house, you sitting almost at $1 million or more in certain parts of the DMV.
Mm.
But they don't understand. They don't, you know, when I was growing up, we could sit in the middle of the road and actually play games and hopscotch and just sit in the middle of the road and talk because we didn't have cell phones. And my mother didn't allow us to have beepers because only drug dealers had beepers.
Wow.
That's
funny that you talked about beepers. I remember back then I had a beeper so big it was like a garage door opener. I tell
but
you, I don't lie
it,
to you.
Hey,
girl, you couldn't tell me nothing because I was so flossing. Like, my beeper would go off and my whole body would shake. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I had like one of them real big ones. And then, oh, you don't even want to see my first phone. My first phone looked like, you know those phones like when they're using
the big phone.
They look like the satellite phones, like when you're out in the, yeah, that's what I had. I had one of, you couldn't tell me nothing. I would be walking around in my pocket looking like I got a hammer. You know what I mean? A hammer with an antenna.
God.
You know what I mean? It's amazing. Now your phones flip,
and it was
talk
heavy.
To you. Oh, yes, it
was.
But that didn't mean nothing. You know why? Because if women knew you had a portable phone that, you know, because you remember, they used to, like, hook up in your car through the cigarette lighter. You know what I mean? And they wasn't smart, because all you can do is just call on them. You didn't have no buttons to be texting or anything. It was
right.
But, you know, every time you passed a hot chick, I hold my phone up and be like, you know, like I'm talking to somebody, even if ain't nobody called me, because I needed them to see that phone. You know what I mean?
I know you did.
Stop playing.
And then women looked at that phone as a man that had money or a man with means.
Ooh, I need it.
Because not everyone had phones.
Yeah, you say a man with money or the man with need?
Means, M-E-A-N-S, means. A man with means.
Oh, okay. I thought you said need. I was like, yeah, I needed them.
Yeah, he needed her to see that phone.
That's what I needed. Absolutely. You better ask
somebody. Exactly. But back to Jussie, it was just very disheartening, because now it'll put, you know, it puts everything into question, and it shouldn't.
But you know what I think hurts me the most is that it's so easy to get in trouble and so hard to get out. You know what I mean? And you know, to me, a career is like building a building. It would take a year or two or many years to build the perfect big building, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if I fly a plane into it, it'd be down in a matter of hours if I hit it the right way. You see what I'm saying?
Well, we saw that at 9/11, right?
Well, yeah. So, I mean, but the point, what I'm saying is, Sassy, is that, you know, man, when it takes that long to build something so powerful, why in the world would you just do something so stupid? And he was a nice guy, too, because I've met him and I met the whole cast, et cetera, mm-hmm. et cetera. You know, I was actually going to put up the picture with me and him, and then something told me, no, wait. And I thought, I say, all right, let me just sit this one out. And I'm so glad I did, because, you know, the next thing you found out that, okay, he beat himself up, huh? Yeah, he beat himself up. He planned his own
attack.
He did.
And I feel really bad, because he did have a very, you know, he had a musical career, and you know, he was a double threat.
Right, exactly.
Because he could sing and he could act.
And he was
on a hot show. He was on a hot show. And he did himself, he did the show, he did his family, he did everybody a disservice. And I'm not going to say he did the black community or the gay community a disservice, because we're not, either group is not like monolithic. So what he did is what he did. And I know a lot of people will say, well, that's what all those, you know, all black people do, all, you know, no, that's what he did.
Oh, okay. See, that makes a big difference right there. You see the mm-hmm. And I totally agree with you too. I'm not going to say he did this to the, you know, that's one thing I didn't like. Oh, look what he did for the black community. Man, there's so many people doing something for the black community. You can't just blame this brother. You know what I mean? He did it really to himself. Did he just happen to be black? All right, cool. Did he just happen to? But what it shows, I think what struck me the most is that, you know, the blessing that you're giving, because I'm telling you, everybody don't get this blessing. If it was, everybody would be a superstar right now. Everybody would be famous, and everybody would be wealthy, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So those are blessings. And when you take your blessing and you just throw your blessing away, it's like, you know,
we see it all the time with athletes, because you can't remove. You don't remove yourself from certain individuals. Because, you know, Steve Harvey said in one of his skits years ago, everybody can't come to the company picnic with you.
Oh, absolutely.
And as you move up, your friends, your the people around you will change. And the people that used to be around you will resent that. But they have to understand it's not about you, which is why I'm upset they took that television show off called Survivor's Remorse. Because, you know, the guy was a basketball player from the hood who made it. And then everybody was trying to make him feel guilty. And he had to realize, I can't carry everybody.
Was that show? That was the show that was produced by LeBron James, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But he has another.
But you know what, though? You know what? I think they took it off more so behind that, because it was very positive. Like, It didn't show mm-hmm. it didn't show it in rain. Like, it showed the things that you can go into, but yep. it always brought it back to something that made sense. And sometimes mm-hmm. those shows, for some reason, we'll always say we want positive content. We'll always say we want this type of content. And then when people bring it out, we don't support it. And then the moment we get somebody who's being real ratchet about, you know, like, you know, like me and you, we this is Think Feet, but we can have a conversation without having to say the N-word. We can have the conversation mm-hmm. without having to curse every minute and still get our mm-hmm. point across. You see what I'm saying? You know, but will they dig it? Will they be down with it? We'll find out. You know what I mean? But I just think that we could still have the conversation. We can still entertain you. We can still entertain you and still have a sense about who we are, because, you know, you got people like Rush Limbaugh and all these people out here getting $20 and $30 million to be on the microphone. And Rush just talks to himself for like an hour or two, half of the time, just screaming, you know, at himself. You know what I mean? And, you know,
he allows like maybe three, no more than four phone calls the entire hour that he's on the show. And people will call and hang on for 30, 40, 50, the entire show and never get on.
Wow.
That's how he's able to do what he does.
All right, you know we're going to do, you know what we'll do? Every now and then, we're going to do a live show and let people call in and talk to us. How about that?
That works for me.
You know what I mean? I don't want to do a live show because I don't have the type of time to just be waiting at a certain time to call. I like doing these shows, and then we can go mm-hmm. about our business. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We could do this show at midnight. You know what I mean? And just put it on the day. That's what I love about this. You know what I mean? And ladies and gentlemen, make sure that you go to Bashani Radio and you subscribe and go to Apple's.
if you
look on the page, Tim Apple, you got that right. If you look on the page right under Stank Feet, you're gonna see the Apple signal. Hit that and subscribe, or hit iHeartRadio and subscribe, or hit any of those things and subscribe, so that, you know, these shows can come to you directly. You know what I mean? You ain't even gotta wait.
Right.
It's just like when we upload it, bam, it's gonna come to you. It's gonna be like
a new episode of XYZ is airing right now.
Well, I was gonna even make it better than that. It's gonna be like seamless. You know, like when you just order on your phone and your food just show up at your house. Hot damn. It'll be just like that, except we're not going to give you a delivery charge. You know what I mean? This is free. This is what we do. You know, Sassy has a very successful show called Situations with Sassy. Okay?
On Burkay Radio.
You better ask somebody. You know what I mean? What day your show come on, Sassy?
Every Mondays at 12, Burkay Radio, iHeart, iTunes, Spotify. You subscribe to burkayradio.com or you go to Situations with Sassy and subscribe there.
See, and she so now she's gonna be hitting you with a double whammy, because she's gonna be over there on Situation with Sassy, and she's gonna be on Bashani Radio with Stank Feet. Man, let me
keeping
tell you,
it funky.
Y'all gonna get y'all gonna get so much of Sassy, you don't even know what to do with it. You know what I mean?
What?
And I invited Sassy on this show because I thought this is, you know why? I needed a co-host that be putting it down and keep it so real. And Sassy don't keep it 100. She keep it 1,000. All right?
Nah.
It is mm-hmm. just
plus,
like,
you know, I like
that.
Your chocolate soap voice.
You better stop, girl. You better stop.
I better not say that too loud.
Get yourself in trouble on this show right here. Thank goodness.
I sure would.
That's just, thank goodness. We you know, the beauty of technology, we ain't got to be in the same studio. If we was in the same studio, the show probably wouldn't be going on.
Oh my God, we'd be on air for
until
midnight.
Ooh, just going off.
Both of us like to talk.
Hello, you better ask somebody. It's like, how come these people show still on? Because they ain't finished talking.
We ain't finished talking.
Dude, you better ask somebody. And then make sure you're over here on Mondays too at listening to Stank Feet with yours truly, the beautiful Sassy Scribe, and
yes,
the sexy chocolate thunder, Benny Love, baby.
Bubbling brown sugar, giving it to you live and straight from there.
When you leave this show, you're going to have a cavity. That's all I know. When you leave this show, you're going to have a cavity and whatnot.
Yes, you are.
Sassy,
but
what else is on the
channel? You get a lot of knowledge.
We are, Damn, this show goes so damn fast.
Did it go fast? Did we
talk about anybody? Yeah, we talked about two people. Look, we got about 10 minutes, Jesse. What are we going to talk about at this end? You want to finish with the resident? Or what are we going to do? What are we going
to
do?
I don't want to finish it off with the resident. I want to like pivot real quick to...
go ahead.
I want to pivot real quick to what's going on. And everybody thought that Monique was crazy.
Uh-huh.
So, because I don't want to talk about the other documentary that was on. We can save that for another show because it was two others that we really got to dig into.
Oh, we're going to get it in, girl. This is the inaugural episode right here.
I want to talk about Monique. And I'm saying because Monique is from Baltimore.
Okay. Monique.
Yes. You know, Monique worldwide, and her and her husband, originally from Baltimore. And this whole scandal that she has with her and Lee Daniels and Oprah and Tyler Perry. And the more I listen to Monique, the more, because at first, again, I was prejudging, because, you know, we from Baltimore, we can be a little bit in your face. But I was prejudging because she was saying how she ended up getting blacklisted.
Mm-hmm.
And she did end up getting blacklisted. But when you listen to her story and what goes on and what happened, and then you saw her on The View talking to Whoopi, and Whoopi was like, if you had to just listen to me, and she was like, see, that's what I'm talking about. She said, if you had to listen to me, I could have explained to you how the process works. She said, I don't need to know how the process works. I ended up doing a movie for a friend. For less than scale. And then they wanted me to travel and promote the film on my own money. And I didn't go because I said, I'm going to be with my family. And that is when everything started. So she was recently on Steve Harvey. And Steve Harvey was talking to her, you know, saying, you know, I don't like the way in which you're doing it and the way in which you went about it. And Monique is all about, it's the principle of the thing. You wouldn't expect this actress to get this amount of money. So why are you giving me this amount of money? So she was on basically on a respect level. And she stood her ground. She said what she had to say. And I want to congratulate her for having a residency in Vegas now.
She does? So what, mm-hmm. She has like her own show there? Like
she's doing a show in Vegas.
Oh. That's kind of cool.
I think she's there for maybe like the summer or 3 months or something like that. But she has a residency. But if you get the chance, you got to YouTube the clip with her and Steve Harvey. But I was disappointed in Steve and what he had to say.
Really?
Because she's like, she's saying, basically, she's
I like
saying,
Steve, though, man. I like Steve.
But it was the principle of what she was trying to get him to understand.
Did he do anything good you like?
I like Steve.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah, I like him, but I'm saying I didn't agree.
You didn't agree with this particular interview. Is that what you're saying?
This particular interview and what he had to tell her.
Okay.
You know, Monique is about, it's all about the principle. I did X, Y, Z, and then I ended up getting blacklisted. You know?
Do you think Monique was responsible for any of that? I mean,
yes,
I mean, just honestly.
I think she went about it the wrong way.
Okay.
I think she could have handled this entire process differently. And it all started when she went on stage and told them, you know, Oprah, Lee Daniels, and Tyler Perry that they could do a vulgar sex act to her. And that's when all of this started. And it kind of went viral. And then her and her husband started going on their, they have a podcast, and they started going on their podcast.
Uh-huh.
And they started talking about it, and you really got to listen to her. And it's just the way in which she's just talking just like you and I. She was like, it's not right. And I'm telling you the dirty side of Hollywood. She ain't kiss and tell.
Wow.
And she's like, in Hollywood, you know, and I've heard a lot of people within Hollywood say this, especially comedians, black male comedians, say to get ahead, you're either going to kiss butt or you're going to put a dress on. You're gonna have to end up having sex with somebody.
Wow! Oh, hey, Sassy, guess what? We got break. We got breaking news.
Okay, breaking news.
Sassy, we really gotta get a budget on this show because I can't be doing all these sound effects. This just ain't working.
You got the equipment right there. Do it. Clap your hands and everything.
Hey, man. Guess what? According to TMZ, Rosaria Dawson and Cory Booker are dating.
Nope, I don't believe it.
It says the actress confirmed the news that she's dating Senator Cory Booker on Thursday, all smiles while walking through the airport. She verified the relationship to TMZ after months of speculation following the pair being spotted out together at a performance of Dear Evan Hansen in New York City, girl.
Okay, well, I'm going to leave that one alone.
You think, why? What's wrong with Cory Booker? Like, was she supposed to check with you first?
No.
She's supposed to check with Stank Feet.
She wasn't supposed to check with nobody, but I'm just saying.
She could have checked with Stank Feet, though. She really could have.
She really could have checked with Stank Feet. But I'm going to,
We got a stupid name, Bush.
I'll put it to you like this. You have, and I say this about a lot of men in the spotlight, especially black men.
Okay.
And I know women. Oh. And I've said this about a lot of brothers.
You've been a woman.
You've
been a woman all your life, girl.
No, I know women, and I know that at some point, somewhere, we need to be given some airtime to let people know. And whether he's wealthy or, you know, your average Joe. And I've told plenty of my girlfriends this, whose husbands had extracurricular activities, playing on pickup basketball teams or softball teams, and the wives never show up. Mm-hmm. Okay, I've had to counsel plenty of girlfriends and tell them sometimes you need to put your face in the plate to let them know that you exist. Not the husbands, these other women that go to these places.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of these years, he's been solo, and now he's running for president, and out of the woodwork comes Rosario Dawson.
Mm. You sure they wasn't talking prior to that?
Was any woman talking to him prior to this?
I don't know. Maybe because he live in that part of Jersey. That ain't no mansions over there. So maybe they ain't want to live over there.
Okay. I'm just saying, he's not a bad look. He's not bad looking on the eyes. He's smart. He's a man of means. He's powerful, connected, and in the know. There's got to be some extemporaneous women somewhere popping up. That's all I'm saying.
He reminds
me of an old pastor at my church who never had no women pop up. A whole lot of men went to school with him, is what I'm saying.
You remind me of a tree. You remind me. Let me stop that. It said that they asked her, would she be he'll be a good president? She said, I think so. He's an amazing human being. Well, all right, Dawson, we're going to speak more on that at another time.
Yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, this was the inaugural edition and episode of Stank Feet, where we talk about today's hot topics that smell a little funky. And, you know, I was teasing before that we don't have a budget or whatever, but we okay. We are fully funded by Bashani Broadcasting, okay?
No, we need you. Don't turn down the coins. We need you.
Okay, then. All right, then. Go to stankfeet.com and drop a little something if you love this, baby, all right? Stankfeet.com. Mm-hmm. Check out what episodes we things we're going to be talking about. We're going to keep it very simple over there. But most importantly, go to Bashani Radio. Click on the Stank Feet tab. You know, look at the little puppy. He's smelling it. He know it's funky too. You know what I mean? And then check us out. But if you got some time after that, just go to stankfeet.com and check us out. See what shows we're going to be doing next and whatever. But every Monday, right here on Bashani Radio, rain or shine, whether Sassy show up or not, we're going to do some Stank Feet, okay? Whether if I show up or not, we're going to do some Stank Feet, you know what I mean? Whether I'm out of town, we're going to do some Stank Feet, you know what I mean? Whatever it is, this show going to go on like it's supposed to go on. You know, I have an extremely busy schedule. Miss
Sassy. And I'll be
Sassy,
traveling out of the country.
She be saying, too, we're going to be in, I'm going to be in Dubai with my millionaire group in April. So We're gonna probably do the shows prior to going at that, so you don't miss an episode of Stank Feet, because we need to keep you informed with the sexiest voice in America, Benny Love, and the voluptuous and sassy scribe, baby. Sassy, you want to tell what's your final words? We got about 2 minutes left. What's your final words, girl?
My final words is that, you know, we have a lot of hate going on in the nation nowadays, and people just need to love on each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to be more compassionate and more empathetic towards people. And I think that's something that we are missing. The world seems angry.
Mm-hmm.
When we used to have hope and change and peace and love, and now we got strife and anger and heartache and heartbreak. And we just need to change it.
That was so wonderful how you said that. I'm going to just do it in the Benny Love way. Can we all just get along? I love you. To all the sexy women in the world, I love you. And I just want to tell you, if you ever want to hear something so sexy, come over to Stank Feet. All right, Sassy, like until we meet again for today.
All right.
Today is Monday. I want you to have an awesome week. We'll be back next Monday on Stank Feet. Make sure you go to BashaniRadio.com and click on the Stank Feet tab and on our show and subscribe on your favorite place you like to hear, whether you want to hear it right here on Bashani Radio, you want to hear it on iHeart, iTunes, Apple TV, Spotify, Radio One, Public, whatever you want to do, just hit the button. That's all we ask you to do, baby. Just hit the button because, you know, we love you. You know what I mean? We didn't love you, we wouldn't be here. Ain't that right, Sassy?
Today, we wouldn't be here if we didn't.
You know what I mean? It's not a game. It's a lifestyle.
All
right. Bashani Radio, Stank Feet, stankfeet.com. Yes, we bought the domain name, damn it, because I ain't want nobody saying they was Stank Feet. I just want to let them know. You know what I mean? And if you want to advertise on this show, hit us up at Bashani Radio, and this show is gonna be hot. In fact, this show is already hot. You could just tell by the first episode.
Hot.
It's already hot. You know what I mean? It's so hot right now. I had to take off my shirt. That's why I had to be in the studio alone, because I had to take off. I ain't want to show all these muscles and stuff. You know?
Oh Lord,
I got going on. They don't call me Chocolate Thunder for nothing.
I bet they don't.
you are so bad, Sassy. All right, until next time, live from, well, we ain't live, we pre-recorded from Baltimore for Miss Sassy Scribe and New York City for yours truly, Benny Love. Until next time, I love you, and you can't do a thing, damn thing about it. Sassy, thank you.
Thank you.
Later. Is the mic? Damn, she hung up so quick. She ain't even checked to see if we was off the air. That tell you she ain't really want to talk to me. You know what I mean? It's all good. I should. You know what I should do? I should just continue the show while she's gone. Or maybe I could sing to you. You are the one, you are the rain that make my life a serious Jane. It'd be good if I actually knew the words to some of these songs I'd be singing, though. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to prolong your day. I'm Benny Love. That was Sassy Scribe. This is Stank Feet right here live on Bashani Radio Worldwide. Good night.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.